This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess there's a picture circulating around the internet, and I don't think it's fake. And this picture and article is entitled, Who's the Idiot with the Clipboard? And the reason why it's entitled that is you see all these men in hazmat suits. And apparently these gentlemen in hazmat suits were transferring U.S. Ebola victim Amber Vincent to Emory University Hospital. She was the second nurse to have contracted Ebola. So you see the gurney. You see all these people in hazmat suits, white and yellow. I mean, a whole team. You see the plane, which looks like a smaller, you know, a smaller plane, obviously not a big, huge, you know, 747 passenger plane or whatever. You see all this, all of a sudden you see some guy with a clipboard. This isn't funny. You know, talking to the guys in the hazmat outfits. Now, the one guy it looks like he's talking to, looks like he's not even talking to this guy. The hazmat guy looks like, you know, he's concentrating on the, you know, infectious disease, the pathogen at hand. But you have some guy in trousers and kind of a purple shirt, kind of a lavender, kind of, it's a very sexy shirt. Slim man, looks like he's got curly hair, and he looks like he's giving orders to everybody, not in a hazmat suit. So, it's the mystery man. He's wearing a button-down shirt and suit trousers, seen without a hazmat suit, in close proximity to Amber Vincent. So everybody else is in their hazmat suits, and he's kind of walking around going, do this, do this, do this. So unfortunately, he has been all over the internet ridiculed as the idiot. And everybody wants to know who the idiot is. What's a clip for? Now, come on, if he is directing, if maybe this was a dry run, maybe this really wasn't Amber. They're saying it was. This is an Amber Vincent movie. There's some guy walking around not, you know, protecting himself, walking around with a clipboard. Now, you know, I've having worked in the medical field, you know, I run into people with clipboards all the time. There's always somebody running around with a clipboard. And the person that runs around with a clipboard always kind of makes you kind of shiver, doesn't it? Right? Because that person walking around with a clipboard obviously has a clipboard so they can write something down. And we are finding more and more people in fear of a clipboard than the person behind the clipboard. You see the clipboard, you already start to freak out. So I would be kind of, you know, in the hospital, you know, beep bopping down the wards, you know, kind of going, oh, yeah, da, da, da. All of a sudden, a woman with a clipboard comes up to me. Why are you coming up with a clipboard? To me. She's holding the clipboard. She, what are you writing on that clipboard? And then she'd hug it closely to her chest. You know, and even though I'm a woman, you think women are allowed to kind of grab each other's, you know, things next to their chest. You can't. You can't. You still can't go into anybody else's chest space. So, and then she'd be like, thank you, Dr. Zadiru. You know, my last name was Zadiru at the time. Thank you, Dr. Zadiru or Dr. Wax. Thank you. I'm like, well, but what'd you write on the clipboard? Nothing. Nothing. Inventory. Inventory? But I don't have any inventory. I mean, I'm just walking around in my scrubs, not really having any patient charts in my hand because I was kind of screwing around. What kind of inventory is that? She walks away with the clipboard. When I used to wait tables, manager would walk around with the clipboard. Right, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe they're stocking, you know, the bottles of Jack, the wine, you know, behind the bar, whatever. No, she'd come up to me, write something down, and walk away. There's probably thousands of entries that were written down on clipboards about me out there, and I have no idea what they wrote. Because the clipboard, it's not an open file. It's not a chalkboard. It's not a report. It's a clipboard. Very very stressful. The other reason why we don't like clipboards is because it's a sign of bureaucracy and some sort of chain of command. And you know that whatever is on that clipboard is not for their eyes only. Okay, that clipboard is going to go to multiple people. So now we have this guy walking around with a clipboard with a hat, and he's not even protected. So some of you, you think he's an idiot, not because you're worried that this man, I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter so you can see it. You're not worried and saying this man is an idiot because he's not wearing a hazmat suit to protect himself from Ebola. You guys are saying he's an idiot because he is not protecting what's on the clipboard. Whatever is on that clipboard. The other reason why I don't like clipboards is because they're usually checklists. And checklists have a lot to do. When I was learning how to fly a plane, you had to do your pre-flight checklist. And it was a clipboard. And it was long. And you had to flip pages. Do you notice how when you have a clipboard, if it's only one page on the clipboard, you like it a lot more than if you have multiple pages on the clipboard, right? Don't you feel good when it's just that one page? It's nice and tight and crisp. It's a crisp piece of new paper on that clipboard. I don't care what it has to do about. But the clipboard cannot be the metal ringed clipboard. It has to be one of those things, kind of like those hair clips where you could squeeze it with the whole hand. I don't like where you got to stick your thumb under the clipboard bracket. I like it where you could squeeze the whole hand because when I want to flip out nice crisp pieces of paper on my clipboard, I don't know, it's some psychology thing. I want to make sure I can move it fast. But I love getting a clipboard with something nice and clean and crisp and brand new and virgin that I could then write on. What I can't stand, and which raises my blood pressure, is getting somebody else's clipboard where the pages are all bent and wrinkled. And you are handed somebody else's crap clipboard with tons of pages. Am I right? Why is that? You would think the work is half done. Because, you know, number one, there's multiple pages. Number two, there's food stains on it. Number three, it's wrinkled. We want crisp, clear. So I feel sorry for this man being called an idiot. I hope he didn't get Ebola, but he's walking around there directing something. And then he just walks on the plane. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the second nurse and what's happening now in the city to which she traveled. Apparently, she had a fever when she was on the plane. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Yeah, I know, it's us, Don D. I know, Don's a cutie. We love Tom also. But, you know, Tom, we got Tom every day. It's like, yeah, it's Tom. But, you know, Don, you know, makes his once a week appearance. You know, yeah, you'd have a boyfriend that would maybe, you know, once every 6 months decide to, you know, come over for booty call or something like that. And you know how excited, you know, you would be because, you know, he was finally coming over to your house once every 6 months. That's how we feel with Don. Right, because he kind of comes and he gets to this show once a week. We love Tom. We love Tom. This has no effect on the love we have for Tom. But because Don comes, right, once a week, we want him more. You know, because, you know, you never get to see him. He only blesses us with his presence once a week. So it's very tantalizing. Sorry, Don. All right, so very, very exciting day on the Dr. Dolly Show because we got Don. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You just can't follow Don because Don's not here on The Dr. Dahlia Show every day. You only get to see him once a week. Just the flirtation of knowing that you know. One of you asked me, And you begged me to take my show off the air 6 days a week and only have my show on the air maybe once in the middle of the night. And I was at first insulted when I heard that, because I'm like, what, you don't want to listen to my show 6 days a week? No. Now I realize he did that. He said that because it would be sexier, more tantalizing to not have all this Dr. Dahlia. You know, my husband has actually, now I'm seeing the thing, my husband had actually suggested the same thing. He had asked me to live at my mother's and to visit once a month. And again, you know, when I first heard that, I was like, you know what, he doesn't love me anymore. He wants me to just go live with my mother. No, that's foreplay. If I'm away from him 29 days of the month, oh, trust me, he's going to pick the day I come. He's got my old menstrual calendar. And then I come to the house just one day a month to see him for the 15 minutes allotted. That, it's probably more tantalizing. I bet that's what it is. It's a relationship enhancer. I may take him up on that offer. Not that I want to live with my mom, but very interesting suggestion. I'm just glad that he was thinking of us, you know, when he was suggesting that. Okay, so now the nurse here, this is very interesting. We got a report here. Amber Vinson. Amber Vinson was the second Dallas nurse diagnosed with Ebola. And everybody was upset when they heard that on Monday she had traveled back from Ohio because she was visiting family or whatever. And we were like, oh, my gosh, what was she doing? How could she do this? You know, fire her, sue her, whatever. And then now we're getting reports that the CDC told her she could fly. The CDC said, go, okay. That was what? All right, so let's look at, this is called nymag.com. They say here, hours after CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden said Amber Vinson, the second Dallas nurse, quote, should have never traveled on a commercial flight, a federal official told CNN that she had called the agency to say that she was planning on flying to Cleveland and wasn't told she could fly at the time. But then we hear that because she had a fever that was only slight, she was told she could go. Now, this is kind of conflicting who actually told her. They say here, CBS News reports that Vinson called several times before boarding the flight and reported that she had a temperature of 99.5 degrees. She was allowed to fly because her fever wasn't up to 100.4. And a fever over 100.4 is considered high risk. You know, a lot of parents will come in going, you know, can my kid get the vaccine? You know, get vaccinated today. They have a cold. And we as doctors say, of course, even if they have a cold, as long as they don't have a fever above 100.4, they could get the vaccine. Now, I was always a little wary on that. I was like, you know, but I mean, if they're fighting a cold, do you just want to wait a week to vaccinate when we know that their immune system could prime maybe a little bit better? Not that we have a lot of proof with that. You could get a vaccine when you're sick and you'll still prompt an immune response. But I'm like, just for poops and giggles, just humor me. We'll do it, you know, when they're over this cold, you know, because they do have a little fever. And so I like to usually just delay it a couple days just so I know the fever's gone. So this 100.4 fever cutoff is nothing new. We've been hearing that, you know, for years, where it doesn't count as a fever unless it's 100.4. According to an official who told the New York Times, she was allowed to fly because only a fever of 100.4 degrees or more is considered high risk. I don't think we actually said she could fly, but they didn't tell her she couldn't fly. Now, this was an anonymous federal health official. She called us. I really think this one is on us. All right. Yeah. Hence my bad or our bad or snap. Now, while her symptoms did not appear until she came home, the CDC is currently interviewing the 132 patients. She was on or 32 passengers. She was on a Frontier flight that flew with her on Monday. They're not worried about the flight to Cleveland. They're worried about the flight coming back. Vincent recently got engaged and was traveling back to Cleveland to plan the wedding with her mother. Family friend Charlene Blankenship Rollins said she never would have taken the trip if she thought she was ill. Heavens no, not at all. I'm telling you, I have seen these people stop to give a homeless person a meal, take them to a restaurant that would never hurt anyone intentionally. So everybody's all mad at her because now, you know, apparently there's been like 400 calls I think, let me see here. I think the CDC has been 400 people have called thus far in Ohio, the Ebola hotline, and it's rising because people are freaked out that they would have had some sort of contact with her. Apparently, the hotline is 1-866-800-1404. 1-866-800-1404, which opened to the public at 6 p.m. yesterday. They say many of the people calling traveled on the Frontier Airlines plane, but not the same. Some of them weren't even on that same plane. She was in Akron, Ohio from October 10th to October 13th. She flew from Cleveland back to Texas Monday on Frontier Airlines Flight 1143. She had a low-grade fever. So because we've been told that Ebola is only contagious when somebody starts to have symptoms and not before, you know, everyone's like, oh, okay, well, if nobody has a fever, we're in the clear. Well, she started to have a fever. So does that mean she was contagious? The Lucas County Health Department will be notified right now of any local residents who are on the plane. And then, of course, they're going to go through the protocol, et cetera. So, wow. All right. So now, you know, here we go again. You know, I'm getting emails, people on Facebook, Twitter going, okay, why is everybody making a big deal about this? This isn't, you know, flu. We're only talking about, you know, two people still. All right. But again, this is Ebola. I am tired of people saying that the media is overblowing this. Okay. Because then all of a sudden you hear of something like this and now everybody panics again. So the more we are complacent and we're like, you know what, I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to over panic. I'm going to play it cool. Then something stupid like this happens. Rather than this nurse saying, you want to know what, just to play it safe, just don't travel. Because, you know, in the next, and I understand it's hard. You buy an airplane ticket and an airplane ticket's expensive. I understand how difficult it is to not travel. But it looks like she did her due diligence. She asked. She called. She find out. So, President Obama canceled his travel plans, I guess, for a second day and met with his cabinet to discuss the Ebola outbreak, and he promised a much more aggressive response to the situation in Dallas. He announced that the CDC is going to deploy SWAT within 24 hours to any hospital that reports a new Ebola case to assist hospitals that don't have experience dealing with the virus. So now we're going to get SWAT teams. You know, here you are naked under a gown in fear that they're going to kill your dog. And the hospital is going to call SWAT to come in when you have your fever and you have diarrhea and vomiting. I would like to, if I do, let's say this winter, come down, God forbid, with some diarrhea, some explosive diarrhea, whether it's Ebola or not, I really would like just a little bit of privacy when I have my explosive diarrhea, please. All right. I probably do not need SWAT in the room. I'd be a little embarrassed that it stinks a little bit. You know, just a little bit of privacy for me. I don't care if SWAT is circulating the hospital, is covering the roof, on patrol. But can I just close the hospital room door and have just a little bit of privacy? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I completely messed that up. It's Facebook is The Dr. Dahlia Show and Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. It's one of those days. Okay, this is an interesting email. Jonathan writes, Doc, how do I make my wife want me? She used to jump my bones when we were first married, and now she doesn't want to be touched. Help me, my hand is... Okay, he talks about his hand. I don't want to go there. Okay, how do you make your wife want you? Oh, this is actually interesting because there was more G-spot, I guess, let me look that up. There was something in the news about that. Oh, looks like the G-spot and vaginal orgasm are myths, according to a new clinical review. You're in trouble, buddy. I don't know what to tell you, because now they're saying vaginal orgasms are fake, which I don't really agree with, but I don't know much about the whole G. I was asked to weigh in on the G-spot. I don't know how you weigh in on that. Dr. Dahlia, can you please weigh in on that? I mean, I guess it's there. I can't talk from experience, but I still have many years left in my sexual life to have somebody find it. I don't know. I mean, I think men just love hunting for treasure. And so if they say, if this ends up that the G-spot thing was a myth this whole time and it was just a hoax to get men to be excited about, you know, sex and, you know, and, you know, to be on the hunt for something, I wouldn't be surprised, really. I recommend that, you keep looking. I mean, it couldn't hurt to keep looking. I know this doesn't answer Jonathan's question, but, you know, in general, it couldn't hurt and, it can only help. And, just don't, you know, hurt yourself or hurt her in the process. I understand some of you guys like to go to the tools. I never understood that about men, right? They will want some sort of an electronic or power something. I don't understand that. They'll go to tools, okay? Maybe it's because they spend so much time at Home Depot or Lowe's. I don't understand that. But, you know, women don't necessarily want you requiring outside aid all the time. Okay? They want to think that you put some thought. So now this kind of probably will then lead into the Jonathan question here. All right? You need to act like whenever you're having sex or if you're in a relationship that pleasing your partner is of utmost importance and a priority of that day. So if my husband, let's say, wants to have sex, okay? I know, man. It's usually a day I shave my legs because usually he doesn't approach me. So let's say he does. And if he acts like, oh, you know what? Gold Rush or Edge of Alaska's not on for another 15 minutes. You want to do it, babe? No. Okay, that's going to make me mad because that means it's an afterthought. Now, if my husband would, let's say, okay, you know, I come home from work and he says something like, no, this isn't a fantasy, just in general, this is supposed to help you guys out. So if I come home from work, let's say, and you know, my husband beat me home from work or whatever, and he's like, you know, honey, I have just been thinking about you all day. I could not keep my mind off of you all day long. I've been thinking about you and what I could do to please you, and that would work a lot better than, I got to call my mother at 9, so we got a good 2.5 minutes to kill. You see what I mean? Okay, can you guys see the difference in that approach? So speaking for the ladies, we like to know that you put some thought into it. That's why women like foreplay, because you have to have some choreography. Some of you guys even have an actual plot to the story, maybe, all right? And it just looks like it's not just an action or a need getting fulfilled. Now, mind you, sometimes that's a turn on too, you know, where, you know, you guys are like complete strangers and all of a sudden he finds you attractive. I hate to think that the only reason why my husband is sleeping with me is because he has to legally do so because we're bound by marriage. I like to sometimes think that even if I was a stranger, he would want me. Now, I know many of you guys are like, Dahlia, that's really far-fetched. Well, you know what? Okay, you know, I'm allowed to be in La La Land. All right? I'm allowed to, you know, he makes me think that I'm attractive. So he's really good at that, too. I know he's lying out his teeth, but it makes me feel good. So if you want to make your lady want you, I would suggest to act like the sex is the last part of the equation. I would probably, it's because remember, we talked about the reason why a lot of women don't have sex. It hurts. Their sex drive is down. They could be going through some menopausal drying down there. And, you know, and women don't understand why a lot of their sex drive plummets, because they don't realize that, you know, biologically it's kind of a defense mechanism, so they don't get pregnant when they're older. So you have an older wife. Many of them are not open to sex because they're, you know, it's I guess it's not in their evolutionary best interest. Not that they're thinking this, but subconsciously, the body just doesn't really spend time enhancing the sex drive component of her id. So, it's a lot of men, unfortunately, and partners take it very personally that it's them, and that's why she's turned off. One of you had actually written me, I never talked about this on air, one of you had said you disagree with that theory of mine because your wife gets very, very excited by Ryan Gosling, or I don't understand that. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but I don't know. You mentioned a bunch of, I gotta say Michael Fassbender, but anyway. You know, and so you disagreed with that theory, but yes, I understand a lot of couples, they lose some passion, you know, and things may not be as exciting with your husband as it could with one of these movie stars. I get that. But, remember in these movies, there's stories, and these stories know exactly how to play on your psyche. And, and women sometimes will talk the talk, but you're actually in bed with, let's say, Channing Tatum or whatever, you know, are the women still going to kind of freak out a little bit, okay? So, you know, we may talk the talk, and we always do. You know, women talk hash all the time. So this is what I suggest. Act like sex isn't even on your agenda that night, but you want it to be all about her, and you want to be there for her. You want to talk. I try to help you guys here. You want to talk. Come on, really? You can't talk? Talking at night? You want to hear about her day? Come on. We're only talking one night. You want to hear about her day? Okay? What's troubling her? What's going on? You know, what's going on about her? What's going on with her mother? Hey, guys, really? You can't, not one day? I'm not saying talking about her mother is going to, you know, make things happen in the bedroom, but still. But just act like it's really about her. And you get it. Men, you start bringing up some of the sex stuff. I mean, and, you know, give it more than like 30 seconds of the talk, okay? Otherwise, she's going to never trust you, that you never want to talk. But what I would do is I would suggest this. Say, look, not tonight. Don't worry about it. Not tonight if you're tired. But one of these days, I'd like to take you away for a romantic weekend. Wherever you want. Whatever you want, it's going to be all about you. And I'm not saying the marriage always has to be one-sided. I hate that fact. But we're just talking about one night. I want it to be all about you. And, you decide. No pressure. But we don't even have to have sex. But I just want to be intimate. I want us to be close. How could she say no to that? Oh, we don't have the money to go away. Dr. Dolly has gave us a great coupon site. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have Connect Pal, a way where you can subscribe and have some one-on-one doctor time. Really nice to have some doctor time. Okay? wouldn't it be nice to have some doctor time? I mean, it would be me, not your real doctor, your very well-educated doctor. I am very well-educated, even though I may not sound it, I am. Okay. Speaking of education, I'm going to educate you guys now on zoology. All right, we talk a lot about zoology on the show because I really dig the zoo. And there's some news today saying that the giant extinct kangaroos probably did not hop. I don't think I've ever seen I think I've seen a kangaroo hop. Usually I just see them kind of walk around. The ancestors of modern-day kangaroos, giant marsupials with rabbit-like faces, may have walked upright on 2 feet without hopping. This is according to a new study. They were very, very big. And part of the extinct family of Senurian kangaroos. They roamed the Australian outback. Kangaroos are from Australia. See, I knew that. From about 100,000 to 30,000 years ago. Boy, they really hedged on that one there. But they weren't really good hoppers, they said. They said the modern large kangaroos are not the norm for kangaroos. In fact, they appear to be more like a cheetah in comparison with other large cats. Apparently, I know some of you are like, oh, this is like really interesting. Dr. Janice and her colleagues traveled to about half a dozen museums around the world measuring the bones of 140 kangaroos. The largest kangaroo, the Proctoptodon goliath, weighed an estimated 529 pounds and about three times the weight of today's kangaroos. Their enormous size may have prevented them from hopping, because that's kind of a lot, you know, and including spent urine and wallaby skeletons. All right. Okay, so they're the spent urines. So if ever you want to really, really look smart to your babe, you can say, you know, kangaroos used to not hop. They did, though, I think, still have the pouch, which I think is really, really cool. That's something I always wanted. As a mom, I wish I could have had a pouch that I could have carried my kids in. It was really, really hard to always carry those damn carriers, those plastic carriers, you know, that keep hitting against your leg and bruising your leg. But if I could have had a pouch and just walk around with my little baby in my kangaroo pouch, it would have. I think kangaroos are brilliant. They also kick very well. And they're very strong. Their hands are just kind of little baby hands. But I think they punch, right? Didn't we see them punch like in a cartoon? All right, so that's what kangaroos do. They also can hop in fast speeds. I don't know how they evolved to hop, but I probably kept a kangaroo. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Scientists have now identified 9 distinct face shapes. All right, again, this is a study coming out of Australia. These guys really study the coolest things. Apparently, Dr. Kendra Schmid is a facial recognition scientist, and she was asked to analyze 1,000, I know, I'm yawning too. Oh, this is cool stuff, stop it. 1,000 Australian faces, and she found 5 new face shapes on top of 4 common ones. There's the kite shape, the rectangle shape, the teardrop, the heptagon, and the oblong. Why would we even figure that out? I don't know. I mean, I think we all have this. I'm taking a look right now. My face shape, I don't like the way I look on TV. My face shape just looks like a big-ass head. That's what my shape is. I don't know what she would say. The most common face model is called kite, which is found among 20.4% of Australians. The second most common shape is the heart frame. It's more traditional. And then you got the teardrop, heptagon, etc. Now, this is kind of helpful to know their shape, because a lot of people have issues with their glasses, right? You put on glasses, etc., and it doesn't fit your face. That's an issue. My son's glasses never fit right. Well, because he's got a face like mine. It's just one big butt face. Big. I mean, his face doesn't look like a butt, but it's big. All right, let me see. All right, and then, you know, people get the right shoes, whatever. I'm trying to think of a movie star that would look oblong, is more rare. I don't know. All right, you guys look it up. Okay, psoriasis. This show never gets good ratings unless I rip out a study talking about psoriasis. Well, this study... I try, people. Come on, it's so hard to do a health show. If I could be doing an entertainment show, this would be cooler. What are they talking about Khloe Kardashian's dad being Lionel Richie now? All right, you know what? Here's the thing. Ratings come first. Let me get through this psoriasis. Hold on a second. I'll pull up the Kardashian thing. Yeah, I guess O.J. Simpson was first postulated to be her husband. Hold on a second. Khloe Kardashian and I don't really know much about this. And Lionel Richie. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Okay, there we go. Okay, Sophie Richie and Khloe Kardashian may be sisters. Okay, we'll talk about that later. I know that's what you guys want, but listen. Okay, this is a health show, so we got to talk about health stuff. So let me get back over here. Let me click back to psoriasis. Here we go. Okay, good. Nice, juicy psoriasis story. I think I'm starting to develop psoriasis. My elbows look like they have it looks like eczema sometimes, but it could be early psoriasis. This is kind of important. This pertains to me. People with more severe cases of psoriasis may be at increased risk of uncontrolled high blood pressure. See? Told you this would be fascinating. Researchers looked at over 13,000 adults in the UK and found that those with severe psoriasis were 48% more likely to have poorly controlled blood pressure versus people that didn't have the psoriasis. Now, I know some of you are like, I have got to read this article. It's reported online. It was done yesterday in the Journal of American Medical Association Dermatology. So if you go to the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, be very, very careful and make sure you hit the dermatology edition. They confirm an association now between psoriasis and cardiovascular health. But the precise reasons, and I know this is going to be some bad news, the precise reasons are not clear. They don't know why. Okay? Here we go. I got a quote. We still don't fully understand why we see a higher prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors in people with psoriasis. This is study leader Dr. Juniko Takeshita, a clinical instructor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. All right, here's the thing. No joke, okay? Psoriasis is rough. So those of you that suffer from psoriasis, it is a curse that you've been given, and it is a constant fight. It's very, very difficult. So, you know, you wonder, maybe it's the stress of that. Or is it because of the chronic inflammatory condition? Now, for those of you who don't know what psoriasis is, it's these kind of pinkish, scaly patches that could be along the scalp, it could be on the knees, it could be on the elbows, on the back, chest, etc. And because of the chronic inflammation, that's why I think people's blood pressure probably rise. So if you have, let's say, psoriasis, you were kind of young, you were diagnosed with psoriasis, I would strongly suggest that you get checked out and make sure somebody is keeping an eye on your blood pressure, because it looks like the two may be hand in hand. People will say, well, what if I think I have psoriasis? What do I do to get it checked out? Just go to the doctor. They can do a quick biopsy. You know, do a little bit of numbing medicine, take a little bitty punch biopsy, take a piece. A lot of times we can just look at it and know. You know, but some of you guys will mistake your psoriasis or mistake a skin cancer for psoriasis. You'll have this patch that kind of grows, and it's a little red and flaky. You're like, oh, it's probably just psoriasis. One small patch, psoriasis? No, get that sucker biopsy. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7.
Hi, I'm John Raine, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.